Thank God for all the songs that have been sung, for the spirit we've already felt. We're not going to tarry any longer. We're going to have Brother Lloyd come and give us what God has given him. No doubt. He desires our prayers, so let's get behind him, lift him up, and God will preach a message through him that we all can feast on. Brother Lloyd, if you would, please come.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless him, Lord. Help us.
Pray for him, church.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
I have never seen the face of my Savior. Oh, but serving him has been such a thrill. And I'm longing for the day when my eyes they shall behold him. One day I will. One day I'm gonna walk down the street of pure gold, and they tell me the hat has never yet been told. Well, I'll be united with love on Zion's holy hill. One day I will. That's just one of the promises that God has made me. One day I'll get to see him face to face. I've never seen him in that manner, but praise God, I know he's alive tonight. That's just one of the promises that he's given us that we can hold on to and know for sure that it is real, folks. And I'm glad of that tonight. I'm going to read a few verses. That's on my heart is precious promises. That's the thing that God has laid on my heart. I don't know what I'll do with it, but God, if he wants me to preach it, he will send it down. I fully believe in a messenger angel. I really do tonight. I read all through God's word where that God would send messenger angels and bring reports and bring future things and all those things. Several women in the Bible, you know, they were barren of child. They didn't have one. And they were getting way up in age. And guess what? The angel of the Lord came to them and spoke to them and gave them a promise that was impossible as far as they could see. They gave all their heart. They said, well, it's beyond that. It's beyond that, whatever. But let me say to you tonight, church, if God makes a promise, just rest assured that he is going to fulfill that promise. Yes, he will. That's why one day I'm longing to see the face of my Savior. And he said, I will. I'll be to see him for myself and not another. I won't have to take someone else's word, but I'll be able to see him and sit down and talk with him and thank him. How I thank him every day down here. But over there we'll give him a perfect praise and a perfect thanks beyond anything that's ever been. And I thank him for that. But the precious promises that God has given us along the way, that's what he said. That's what he gave my heart tonight. Pray for me. I'm going to read a couple different places. I'm going to read in Isaiah 43, the first two verses. I'm going to go over 2 and 3, I guess. 1 and 2, I guess. I'm going to read a couple verses over here, and then I'm going to go somewhere else and read another verse or two. That says, But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed thee. Amen. That's good. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Amen. Now, boy, that's good, isn't it? when thou passeth, listen to this, when thou passeth through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Praise God, I tell you what, this God that we're serving tonight is something that's great. And I thank him for all that we have. The sisters come to pray. You pray as you feel, and come and pray with her, whatever. We don't mind at all. Folks, if God does it, it'll all be good. We don't even know her thoughts or what her prayer's about, but God knows even before we ask. But I'd like to go over in 2 Peter and read just another verse. Whereby are you given unto exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be the partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Boy, I tell you what, let's just pause for a minute and just let the prayers of God go up. Folks, there is nothing greater than the prayers of God's people. Did you know they are our petition, and that to God. And God said, if I hear your prayer, he said, I will answer your prayer. Praise God, that's just another precious promise that he's given his church and his people, that when you pray, I will hear and I will answer. And I thank God for that tonight. God bless. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way. Yes, God bless. God bless. Some people say things are out of order. Let me tell you, if they're in the order of God, they're not out of order at all. Amen. God knows every heart. He knows every purpose. He knows everything. But I'm finished reading now. We're going to try to let the Lord just use us as a mouthpiece. That's all I am, and that a mouthpiece for the Lord. I don't try to write them out. I don't try to use this old brain to do something. I have nothing new tonight. What I have to preach to you is in the book. And no doubt you've heard every bit of it. But boy, I tell you, renewing of God's promises sometimes is awful great, aren't they? I'm so glad that the promises that he made us, we can rest assured. When he made the promises to Israel back there, when I read those first few verses, you find that he said, I won't leave you when the waters of the river will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, it'll not burn you. Praise God. Boy, let me tell you something tonight, folks. I want to just refresh a few promises that God has made and God has kept. Yes, there are still promises out there that's not been kept yet. But I'm going to relate a few tonight that'll just maybe build your faith and make you stronger, because we can see and know that God promised, and God came through with the promise. Amen. And he never failed. Boy, when God told Moses, he said, Moses, I want you to go down there, and I want you to take my people out of bondage. And God, Moses said, I can't do that, Lord. I can't do that. That's just beyond anything I can do. Let me tell you something. If you have doubt or if you have a question with God, ask and see. Ask and see what God will do. Let me tell you something. God used two things, and that to show Moses just what that he would give him power over. And guess what those two things were? One of them was the old serpent. Yes, sir. He gave him power over that. And the other one was leprosy, which was a disease unto death. And God said, Moses, I'm going to show you something, and I'm going to make you a promise that I'm going to be with you. I'm going to go with you, and I'm going to assure you that I will be there. And, he said, you've seen that rod, and he said, I want you to cast it down, and it became a serpent. And old Moses, the Bible said, I kind of moved away from it. I'm just like Moses. If there's a serpent around, I'm moving. But God told Moses, he said, Moses, I want you just to reach down and take it by the tail and pick it up. That was a fearful thing. But God said, I'm going to give you power. I'm going to make you a promise. I'm going to give you a power over Satan. That serpent represented Satan, and leprosy represented sin. And God said, Moses, I'm going to give you power. I'll tell you what, he reached down and picked that raw snake up or serpent up, and guess what? God just made it right back into that rod that Moses was going to use every day of his journey. And then he told him, he said, I'm going to prove myself even further. He said, Moses, put your hand in your bosom. And he put his hand in his bosom, and he brought it back out. And here it was, lepers, as white as snow. Boy, I'll tell you what, I bet fear came on Moses. Because, friend, that was a disease that it was unto death. There was no cure for it. But God said, Moses, put your hand back in. And he put it back in, and he brought it out. And well, praise the Lord. I'm getting on shouting ground now. I hope the church is. He brought it out, and it was like baby skin. Let me tell you something. God made Moses a promise, and he said, now Moses, I want you to go and do what I want you to do, and I've showed you that you have power over Satan, you have power over sin, and I'll be with you, and I'll go with you every mile. Well, what a promise, and what proof. Did you know God wants us to know for sure what he's got in store for us? Did you know God wants us to know for sure that he will do what he said? Oh, yes. How many times in the Bible God has promised you and I. Folks, let me tell you.
Bless you, God. Help.
God has made promises to you and I that's not come forth yet. But all of these things that God did, he did it for a purpose, to prove himself over sin. Oh, church, I want you to know tonight that we have power over Satan. We have power over the demon. We're like the apostles when he sent them out. They got out there, brother, and they were amazed that they had power to heal the sick. They had power over the spirits, the devil's spirits. And they were totally amazed that God had given them power over these things. But let me tell you something tonight, God. God has given us power over those things that would so easily beset us. And he said, just lay them aside. We have power to overcome. And he has promised us that we can and we will overcome at the end of our journey. Praise God tonight. Well, I tell you, God's precious promises. Pure and precious promises. And sure and precious promises. No doubt Moses, he went down there and he brought the children of Israel out. Everything was going pretty good, seemed like. And God had given them the victory, and God had brought them out of bondage and brought them out into the wilderness, heading for a certain place. Amen. How they were headed for a promised place. Amen. How they had a promise. How when they left Egypt, I'm going to take you over yonder up to a better place that's flowing with milk and honey. Praise God tonight. Boy, but God didn't say, Moses, did you know we as God's people, we are slack concerning the promises of God? Did you know that we are slack? We soon forget that God said it. And if God said it, he will do it. But folks, we soon forget. How soon do we forget that God has done miracles for us? And we just walk on not paying much attention. And Moses was the same way. He just led the children of Israel. And he kept going. And he kept talking to God. But boy, let me tell you something. God had made a promise way over yonder. And God had made me a promise way over yonder. Oh, yes. And praise God tonight. And he's made you one. If you will just get it. You've got to reach out. You've got to try. You've got to be willing to do what you need to do. And I thank God for that. But on the way, Moses came up. And that to the Red Sea. Y'all know that story. How that he looked at it. And can you imagine coming up to the Red Sea? And praise God, the promise was on the other side. And Brother James, there wasn't a big liner sitting there to carry him over. It wasn't there. There wasn't a big cruise ship sitting there to load on. Can you imagine Moses coming up and that to the sea, folks. I mean, this is something that's monstrous. Well, let's reckon it to where you and I, folks, we have come up against a sea and that of sin. We are coming up against a sea of sin. But we want to look at Moses. No doubt when he looked out over it and he said, man, oh man, we can't swim this thing. We can't cross this. We don't have no boat. We don't have no big ship to go on. We don't have anything. But I believe he remembered. I believe he remembered. I believe he remembered. God said, I promise you a land over on the other side. I promise you that I'll go with you. I'll be with you. I'll never leave you. I believe old Moses had to go down on his face and his knees and say, God, I remember the promise that you made. I remember the promise that you gave me. Boy, and I'll tell you what. How are we going to get tired? Let me tell you how that you're going to get tired. Is remember the promises that God has made and hold on with faith, believing that God is going to, well, praise the Lord, that he's going to cross us over to the other side. He's going to cross us over to the other side. There's no doubt about it. Folks, I'm going. But Moses, no doubt he had a little problem. Now, just as I have a little problem with faith and belief. Boy, when I come up against a mountain that looks unsurpassable, you know what I do? I think within myself, I just can't do this. There's no way this is impossible for me to do. But then I remember Well, praise the Lord. Then I remember that God said, I will go with you. I will go before you. I will go all the way. I will not forsake you. I just get on your traveling shoes and go to work because I promised it and you're going to get it if you just follow my instruction. And boy, Moses, God told him, said, Moses, here's what I want you to do. You remember that old rod that became a serpent? That's the devil. I gave you power over it. Let me tell you something. All I want you to do is just stretch it out over the Red Sea and watch it and watch the Lord. Watch the glory of the Lord. Promise that cannot be. Promise that is impossible. Promise that no man could understand. But the Bible said that the water just made come. Oh my God, how great thou art. Boy, let me tell you something. When God makes a promise, rest assured, he can take care of the rest of it. We just need faith. Belief. And trust. We need to depend on God. Just like tonight, I look around and I see seats that were filled today that are not filled tonight. And most probably, they may be able to be here, but they've chosen not to be. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you, don't expect God to do very much in your life if you don't do very much for God. That's the way it is. Boy, there's a day and a time that we're living that we need to dedicate our lives to the Lord and to the work of the Lord and to what he has promised us. Oh, yes. Boy, that wasn't the only time old Jordan had come up here and God did the same thing. Let me tell you something. God promised his kids over there one time. They said, we're not going to bow. We're not going to bow to you go, King, the devil, the old king, the devil. We're not going to bow to you. They said, well, you're going to be throwing the fiery furnace. They said, I don't know if God will or not. Well, praise the Lord. I don't know if God will or not, but I know he made a promise. I'll see you through the fire, and the fire will not burn you. We've got a promise, children, that we can make it through every obstacle that Satan throws up against us. We've got a promise that we can make it through because God said it, and we can do it ruined by his power. Yeah. Stand up. Stand up for Jesus. Ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. Boy, I tell you what. We are in the time. We need to hold the royal banner of God. And let people know the promises that he made and how sure they were and how great they were. He didn't only say, you can go through it, but he said, I'll go through it with you, didn't he? Amen. When the old king, he said, heated up seven times hotter than it normally is. Boy, they no doubt they worked hard. They heated it up. They still said, we're not going to bow. Boy, I wish God's people today would determine like they did. We are not going to bow to the pressures of this world. We're not going to bow to the things of this world. We're not going to bow to the evil spirits of this world. But we're going to succeed in the promises that God has made to us. Now you can turn them aside. You can just say, I don't need them. You can say you don't want them, but I guarantee you one thing, somewhere you're going to wish you had. them children, the old king said, throw them in the furnace. Amen? Throw them in the furnace. Guess what?
Come on, preacher.
Satan's got the furnace heated up.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, hell is burning. Hell is raging. Hell is calling. Hell is drawing. You think hell is drawing? It certainly is. It's taking our people down. But I want you to know that Jesus, God made a promise. He made a promise. I will see you through. Them little Hebrew boys, they said, we're just not going to bow. How they threw them in. Can you imagine that? Having that old big fire burning seven times hotter than it would normally be. That seven times hotter. You know that seven's a good number in the Bible. Boy, let me tell you something. It was seven times hotter than it needed to be. And yet they just threw them in. No doubt the old king, just like he had said so many times before and so many times after, boy, we've done away with them. We've done away with them. But they didn't know that they had a promise. The old king didn't know they had a promise. He didn't know that God had already promised them that I throw you in the fire, I'll be with you. I'll walk with you, and we'll come through it. Boy, you talk about a God that's real. That's a God that's real. That's a God that has all power. Both in heaven and in earth. After a while, the old king, what about it? Why would he look in there, you reckon? When they just went in, they should have disintegrated. There'd have been nothing left, wouldn't it? But for some reason, he believed that there was a God, but he didn't know God. Amen. He went and looked. I can just see him getting close and getting down and looking and seeing. Oh, Brother Dillon, I don't see. Didn't we throw three people in there? They should have disintegrated. Well, I, you know what? I see four walking around in that fire. I see four walking around in the fire. I praise God tonight. Let me tell you something. And he said, one of them. I don't know how he knew how Jesus looked, but he said, one of them looks like the Son of Man. God with them. Amen. God with them. I get to preaching, don't know what time it is. When the Spirit gets good, I get good. Amen. That's the only time I ever get good, is when the Spirit gets good. But anyway, those kids, they took them out there, didn't they? Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you something, friends. Tonight, God has made promises that surpass all these things. God has made promises. Did you know he promised the children of Israel way back yonder? He said, I am going to send a Messiah. I'm going to send a Savior. I'm going to send someone that will see you through. I'm going to send one that will bring salvation to you. But folks, it was a way out there. Oh yeah, when the children of Israel was walking and going through all of their situations, they didn't have what you and I have tonight. They were still looking. They were still looking for the promise. But God had made it. And God is going to fill it. Boy, let me tell you something. Those that died in faith, the Bible said that they were locked up in a prison house. That's what they were. When they died in faith, they were locked up in a prison house. And there was no way out except the promise that God made come forth. Well, guess what? The promise God made them came forth, hang on the cross, died on that cruel cross. And while he was on the cross, the Bible said he walked into those prisons and he unlocked the doors and he set them free. I am the promise that was made to you, that I would come and redeem you. And praise God, he did just that.
Amen.
See, if God made you a promise, live for Him. Live for Him. And did you know if God made you a promise and you live for Him and you are obedient to His will, did you know what? He's going to see us through. Yeah, He's going to see us through. Is it important to obey? Yes, it is. If you don't obey, you will not get the fullness of what God has promised you. Boy, I want everything that God's got for me. Somebody said, the Bible said it like this. He said, if God's people be quiet, He said, the rocks and the mountains would cry out. Hey, man, God's going to get His, He's going to get His job done. One way or the other, He's a getter done kind of guy, you know. God is, He'll get it done one way or the other. But He wants us to get it done, and He wants us to have the blessing of getting it done, and He wants us to be able to show others how great God is and the promises that He's given us. I tell you what, God has promised me heaven. Yeah. He's promised me a good life here. If I live for it. He's promised me that I will live with you and I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. Just like He did then. He said, I will be with you. I will be with you through all of it. Through all of it. Well, and guess what? Satan tries to build a wall between us and every promise God made us. And he's doing a tremendous job. He's putting up a wall that says you're not, that's not so. You know that's impossible. You know that, that won't work. You know that this won't work. Satan builds a wall up there and he says, you're just making a fool out of yourself. Well, let me tell you something. God promised that we're not making a fool out of ourselves. Now, we of God's people. Now, like I said, they come to Jordan and the promised land was just on the other side. Well, folks, we're going to live the promises of God here, the greatness of God in our life. Did you know this is the greatest thing there is a life for Jesus Christ? But did you know the best is yet to come? Did you know that the promise God made me, there's a crossing. I've got to make a crossing before I can get there. I've got to come up to Jordan. Yes, I do. I've got to come up to Jordan. And let me tell you something. It is a fearful, fearful sight. Some people say, I'm not afraid. Let me tell you, this whole flesh is afraid. There's no doubt about it. But once I make the crossing, this whole flesh won't have no hold. It won't have no power. It'll have to lay down and die. It'll have to be on this side and be destroyed. But to get to that promise that God made me, I got to cross over that. But aren't... Woo, boy, I tell you what, sometimes I'm like old Chase Lay was over there in that revival. You talk about taking a run, Sarah. Did he take a run? He run around that building twice. Just a fly. Boy, let me tell you something. We're going to take a run. And that for Jesus one night. And let me tell you, I don't believe it's make-believe because you could feel it. You could feel the Spirit every step He made around the building. God is real. I'm crossing over. Why? Because God said it could. Why? Why did the children of Israel make it through all those situations? Because God said they could. They couldn't have done it on their own. But they made it because God said they could. And He said, I'll go with you. I'll go before you. I'll do whatever it takes. I created all this stuff. I created the sea, created the river, created everything. I'll take care of it. That's our God tonight, folks. He will take care of his children. And we are crossing over to the other side. But you know it is very important. Do you have loved ones that needs to go? Do you have loved ones that's going down the wrong road to destruction? Do you have loved ones that has forsaken the promises of God? Do you have those that have transgressed the love and law of God? Boy, let me tell you something, folks. We've got to renew our covenant with God every day. We need to stay strong. Stand fast. And unmovable. Yes, the precious promises of God. They are sure. Do you want them? Do you want them? You can have them. God said you could. God said it, we can do it. Amen. I don't know the hearts of anyone, but I know one thing. If you will come to Jesus and surrender your heart to him, lost, he will save you.
That's right.
And if you will come to God with a broken heart in the way of obedience, God will hear you.
Just as I am.
God will give you strength
to
overcome. I once talked to a military guy. And I asked him, I said, when you go into battle, which would you rather have? Faith? I can't think of the word. Courage. Said, which would you rather have, courage or obedience? He didn't hesitate one second. He said, obedience. Courage will get you killed.
Yes, sir.
Obedience will give you some sins. God said obedience is better than sacrifice. Did you know if we will listen to the Lord, we'll be all right?
Yeah.
But if we think we are courageous and we can do it on our own, you know what we're going to get? We're going to get defeat. That's what he said. I'd rather have obedience than courage. That's what we need, folks. Obedience to God. As we sing a song, you can stand. I don't know anybody's heart. I don't know if you need to pray. The young lady come and pray. Don't know her situation. Don't know what her problem is. That's the best place in the world to take it. You got a problem, saved or lost. There is no better place to take than the altar of God. So, if you're here tonight and you'd like to do that, I'm going to give you this opportunity.
Does he not care that we perish? We're helpless and we're so afraid. Jesus arose when they called, and he said to them, where is your faith?
Got his attention. I'm not sure God ever sleeps. But one thing for sure, I have prayers. There now, whenever. Yes, our prayers are spoken.
Thank you.
been in the valley so low, and God heard your prayer.
Amen.
God came forth. I'm looking at people tonight that I know have fought battles. I remember the day in my life when I had the worst day I guess I ever had in my life. I was at work. My wife was going to the doctor for problems she had. And I was at work, everything I thought would be okay. But you know, God spoke to me. God spoke to me.
Bless him, God.
At work. I didn't tell the boss. I didn't tell nobody. I just went to the clock, punched out, and I knew where she was supposed to be. Deaconess Hospital. I had no idea that I could find her when I got there. Well, guess what? When I got there, I got on the elevator. I don't remember what floor I went to, but when the elevator door opened, guess what? There she sat, straight across the elevator in the room. Bad news was coming. She didn't know, and I didn't know. About the time I got there and just got set down in my old dirty work clothes or whatever, the doctor came in. And he looked at her and he said, "Where did this guy come from?" I told him. He had bad news. He said, "Your wife's got cancer. It's a real, real aggressive type. We're going to have to do surgery tomorrow." I said, "Tomorrow?" I just got news this morning that my dad had passed away in Tennessee. And I said, "I need to go there for sure." I told him to my dad's funeral. He said, "Okay, we'll put it off to Friday. We'll put it off to Friday." We went to the funeral, came back the same day. The next morning, surgery was scheduled. She went through surgery, folks, and I was in the valley. You know, cancer is bad, and it's terrible. She went through her surgery, went through her chemo, took about a year, almost a year's time. She couldn't work, had a terrible time. But guess what? Guess what? God was there. God is still there. God is still blessed me to have her with me. That was 1995, 24 years ago, and God has blessed us to be together. See, God knew I needed her more than anything else. God knew my work, he knew my job, and he just healed her and blessed her, and she's still going, and God has given
her
a
clean bill. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God for that. Boy, let me tell you something. God will not forsake you.
That's right. Amen.
God will not forsake. We've been in many situations, and I'm sure each of you could testify all night about yours. But let me tell you, you need God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You need God on your side.
That's right.
Or we need to be on God's side, either way you want to put it, because he can see us through. See? Those experiences in the Bible are great, and I love every one of them. But when it comes to my life, and I know that God has performed miracles, I was there when it happened.
Amen.
And I guess I ought to know.
Sure.
No, I know I should know. Amen. God bless you. Brother Jerry, where are you at?
Certainly want to thank God for the message that we heard, songs that we heard, spirit that we felt, and no doubt there's nothing that God can't do, nothing that he can't bring you through, nothing that he won't take from you if you pray to him and you have an earnest heart. I appreciate the message from Brother Lloyd. I really needed that, and I appreciate God using him to let us all know what he told us today. And I love him and appreciate him for everything he's done for me. Is there anybody tonight that's got something they need to say or do before we close out the service?